going to put my mayor's hat on and talk a little bit about this this three-headed monster that we're looking at. Obviously, when you have a, I mean, I was on a local radio show the other day, and I said I'm just a small town mayor looking at a global problem, and not a lot. I mean, it's way above my pay grade, but the three-headed monster is that we have a global pandemic with a what they call a novel coronavirus, which means that it being novel, that there's no known immunity toward this. There's nobody. There are a few people now that have had it and have grown immune, but the what they call the herd immunity is very, very low, and it is incredibly communicable. The second head of this monster are the economic consequences that are falling everybody equally all around the earth. For us to contract the coronavirus, it has to come into our contact. We actually have to come into the contact with the virus. But the economic consequences are like a nuclear fallout. It's everywhere, and it's immediate. And these extreme measures that we're taking to try and flatten the curve and to try and lower the risk to the population are having some real dire consequences to the workforce and to the economic prosperity of the world. And the measures that the United States government is taking to try and address some of those problems just accelerate other problems, printing more money and going a couple of $1 trillion further into debt is going to have a lingering consequence. And the third thing is the psychological effect, and I think that we're already starting to see the cracks in that, where young people especially say, I'd rather be sick than broke. And that's not the either or that we're looking at. We're looking at I won't call it a disease, but a virus that that one person can affect three people very, very easily. And with a regular virus, one person can affect 1.28 people very easily. And after that's passed 10 times down the line, you have 14 people that have been infected. With this virus, if you can infect three, and the three that you infect three, 10 times down the line, that number is 59,000 people. And that's the math of the situation. It is incredibly, incredibly communicable. And there is no half measures that need to be taken now. There's no overreaction on this thing. This is scary. And the last time the world saw this was in 1918 with the Spanish influenza, and 5 million people died. It would be irresponsible for your local elected officials to do anything other than take extreme measures. And it's not just us. I mean, the President of the United States has declared this to be a national emergency. So I really, really hope that people take this seriously, because we're talking about death sentences to people that are at risk. We cannot allow this disease to take hold in Homer. And the only way we can do that is with these extreme measures. And if we're successful, everybody says, oh, look, it was no big deal. Nobody got sick. No, we did a really good job. We did a really perfect job in trying to keep it out of the community and keep everybody safe. So there's two outcomes on this thing. I mean, everybody's kind of hoping that somebody is going to come up with a miraculous vaccine very, very quickly. But the vaccine solution is at least a year away, that the health officials have told us that over and over again. And the other thing is that we allow the spike to wash through, and that you get everybody sick, and then the natural immunity builds up, and part of the herd can no longer catch it and pass it on, and then it'll go away that way. But that results in a lot of deaths. And you just have to look at Italy. The death rate there is first of all, 99% of the people that have died in Italy had one, at least one pre-existing condition. And the death rate there is 4%. It's not, the numbers are not to be ignored. We're really lucky that we're probably at least a month behind Italy in Homer. Alaska is probably 3 weeks behind Italy, but we don't want to wait to see what happens and drop our guard and all of a sudden say, yeah, we're going to have parades and parties and all that sort of thing. We really, really need to come together as a community and stay safe. And we have kids coming back from college. They need to be isolated for a while until they are shown to be free of the virus. We have people coming back to get their fishing boats ready for the fishing season. We have to take some measures in order to protect the community. And it just does not help anybody to get into these discussions about overreaction, because this is not something, no person that understands the implications of this disease would consider this to be an overreaction.